Gareth Bale, a true world-class player, about to lead his country to the World Cup. The 33-year-old is coming to the end of a career that's seen him win the Champions League with Real Madrid and reach the semi-finals of Euro 2016 with Wales. Not a bad achievement for a country of 3 million people. Gareth Bale started out on the pitches here, a school in Cardiff that has helped this small country punch well above its weight on the sporting stage. Whitchurch School has also produced a national rugby captain and a Tour de France winner.
Not even my father or my grandfather have seen the Wales play in the World Cup, so it's a great opportunity.
It motivates the team and stuff quite a lot.
It's very exciting because they don't normally get that far.
The last time Wales made the finals was 1958 in Sweden. Cliff Jones and his teammates went out in the quarter-finals to Brazil.
I'm the good-looking one in the end there.
Thanks to a World Cup debut goal from a 17-year-old legend in the making.
Nobody's heard of Pelé. I can always remember it vividly. He's picked the ball up in his own half and he's gone past three Welsh defenders and he's smacked the ball and Jack Kelsey's manager just to... And we thought, like, who is this kid? Nobody'd heard of him. I mean, that was the emergence then of possibly the greatest footballer the world has ever seen was Pelé.
The country's traditional national sport, rugby union, has often overshadowed football in Wales. But the journey to Qatar 2022 has seen the football team take the spotlight.
Rugby has always represented what it means to be Welsh, certainly sort of outside of Wales. I think the Welsh football team have now taken on that mantle. The players are heroes in this country. Everybody felt really emotional about 2016 and hearing that anthem, the Welsh anthem, for the first time in a major tournament. But I think going to Qatar and hearing it against the USA in that first game, that'll be something else.
Wales may not need to conjure the spirit of 1958 when they kick off at Al Rayyan Stadium on November 21st. The spirit of 2022 seems to be enough. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Cardiff.